Carl O'Neill, good afternoon to you. When are you getting married?
I'm getting married in 10 days, the 20th of July.
But you have a stressful situation in the run-up to that.
Very stressful, yes. I went to Nicky Cadman's bridal shop last May 2018 to pick and order my dress. I picked it that day and my mum put a deposit down of €1,170.
How much did the dress cost, Carl?
It cost €2,340.
It must be a beautiful dress.
It's gorgeous, yes. So we were told that my dress will be in March or April of this year. So we left this Christmas time. March and April came, no words. So in the middle of May, I rang the shop to see where is my dress on the way or what's the story.
And just to remind you, this is Nicky Cavanagh's bridal shop in Ratoath, in Wicklow.
In Ratoath, in Meath.
Or in Meath, rather.
Yes.
Okay, so what happened? You rang the shop in the middle of May.
Yes, I did. Just to see where my dress was. And I was told by Tammy, who works there also, that my dress was on the way, that I needed to pay 25% of the remaining balance for storage or something for them to hold my dress. So I paid it another €325. So in total, my mum had given them €1,495.
So, right.
I was told then that my dress will be in 6 to 8 weeks. That was fine. That they'd be in contact with me. Still nothing. So the last 2 weeks in June, I rang again asking where my dress is. I need my dress because I have to get it altered and whatever. So I was told not to worry, that my dress will be here. Not to worry. So then the next day, or a few days after, I rang again and I was like, I need answers. I need to know where my dress is. My partner then got on the phone and he demanded answers, which we were told that Tammy didn't take my order, that she doesn't know where my dress is. And when she finds out where my dress is, she'll ring me. So last Thursday, myself, my mum and my auntie went down to the shop and we went in and I told Tammy that I was not leaving that shop until I got answers. She could not give me answers. She kept promising me that my dress would be in next week. And I told her that I was not leaving that shop until I had a written statement saying that my dress would be in next week. So we eventually, and also she got Nicky on the phone, like a voice message through WhatsApp.
This is Nicky Cavanagh.
This is Nicky Cavanagh, yeah. And I'll also mention, I have recorded all that conversation that went on in that shop last Thursday. I have it all on my phone. So Nicky Cavanagh said that she was on to the designer and that because my wedding is so soon, that my dress will be released first. Not to worry. I have it all on my phone. I've kept it all. And as I was listening to that, Tammy had handed me her phone with this. So I just happened to see like a message that was between Tammy and Nicky about me. And I'm not going to say because I can't on radio. And it was, Tammy wrote to Nicky Cavanagh, she is refusing to leave the shop. I'm going to F her out by the head of hair. And Nicky wrote back with laughing emojis. Now, that for me was just this.
Carl, you were refusing to leave the shop, of course, because you were saying, where is your dress? And how did it finish up? You did leave the shop and you had at that stage on another promise.
Yeah, I left the shop with a letter from Tammy stating and signed by Tammy that my dress will be in next week and I still have that. So that was fine. Then the Tuesday after it was, what was it now? I actually rang the designer over in England just to make sure that Nikki was in contact with her and that my dress was ordered. The designer told me that my dress was ordered. It was in their storeroom for months and months. That Nikki Kavanagh has never paid a penny towards it, never gave my deposit. My mum, and I'll also mention, my mum is going through stage 4 lung cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Carl.
Yeah, so you can imagine the stress that this has caused. And not even a courtesy call, nothing. Everything's my fault and all the other bride's fault.
And was there any explanation for why the original agreement wasn't adhered to, that it wasn't there in March or April?
No, because she never paid the designer my money. There was no...
Well, this is what the designer told you.
Yes, and I have it in writing in an email that Nikki Kavanagh owes them money. So the designer has pulled out all agreements and I had to pay in full, which was €2,000, and I had to borrow again off my mother. My mum had to pay the designer €2,000 for my dress to be delivered from England to my mum's house.
And it's coming to your mum's house, not to Nikki Kavanagh's shop?
No, coming to my mum's house.
You still haven't got that dress then, have you, Carl?
Not at the moment, no.
But you are now, what is it, 2,000 and one, nearly €3,500 down?
Yes, and not me, it's my mum. And I'm going out of my way to guess. And Nikki also promised me that she... I mean, I have her recorded as well, Nikki saying that she will refund the deposit. That I will get it in a few weeks, but I said I didn't want it in a few weeks as I needed to order a dress. Now, I will go far and beyond to get my mum's deposit back.
Okay, stay with us, Carl. Kim McMahon, how are you?
Carl.
When are you getting married, Kim?
I'm getting married in 3 weeks, which is the 4th of August.
And what's your story?
Kind of very similar to Carol's. I went last August 2018, and I picked out my dress in Nikki Kavanagh. I paid €700 deposit by card. I didn't hear anything then until roughly, I rang them in April. They told me the dress would arrive in the end of April. When I rang, I couldn't get through to them. I found it very hard to make contact over through a phone call. So a lot of air chats was done on Messenger, which I thought was very unprofessional. I was told I have to stop panicking and the dress will be coming in a few weeks. About 7 weeks then before the wedding, I was told I'm the next batch of dresses. Then I was told dress has arrived in, and we will contact all our future brides to arrange dates for collection and alteration.
Oh, so you were told the dress had actually arrived in Ratoat?
I was told the dress had arrived in Ratoat. Yeah, and she also had pictures of that up on Instagram. So I was delighted. I was excited. Very short-lived. And then I rang to see why have I not been contacted with a date to collect my dress. They told me they'd get back to me. They never did. This went on for a couple of weeks.
And again, now you're saying, sorry, Kim, there. So you're getting married the 1st of August. Where are you now in terms of your run-up to your wedding?
I have no dress.
You have no dress. And did you pay the balance? You said you paid 700 deposit.
Yeah, I paid 700 deposit. And she released a statement on Facebook to say that 6 brides have held back other brides and we need to make contact to pay for our dresses. So I didn't know what was going on. So I rang the shop.
Oh, did you take it that you might be one of those 6 brides that were being blamed for slowing down things?
I did. I contacted the shop the next day and he told me, yes, Kim, we have changed your terms and conditions. You need to come out and pay for your dress. I told them I was made believe by paying a deposit off my dress, I will pay the full total when my dress arrives. I was told no. I panicked. I went out to bridal by Nikki Kavanagh on Saturday. They made an appointment for 12 o'clock. I was told, Kim, we need cash. We need you to pay in cash. I paid in cash. I have paid Bridal by Nikki Cavanagh $2,500 in total.
Were you not wary, Kim, of handing over cash in the circumstances you found yourself in?
You know, I didn't know about this coming up. I did feel what's going on, and I did think, right, the wedding's coming up, you're stressed. Don't turn into a bit of a bride, silly. You know, it's going to come in. I did think that. I went out to the shop. Ma filmed me. I left without a receipt. I have asked twice for a receipt. I was brought into the back door on Saturday, myself and my best friend, which is my maid of honour. And I was told, oh, I have a veil here for you and I have a headpiece here. I'll get it now for you. Have you got the cash? I get the cash. Then she looked in a load of drawers and said, oh, actually, I don't have your veil. I said, where is my veil? I don't know. I'll have to get back on to you. We will have your veil in for you. My veil was, when I originally went out, I got a veil customised made with my designer, which I was made to believe by Mark Leslie. Very nice man. And there's no truth in that. I have been in direct in contact with Mark Leslie.
Oh, well, what does Mark Leslie say?
Mark Leslie thinks for brides to be left with no dress 3 weeks before is a bit of a disaster. It's an emergency. Mark Leslie, up until yesterday evening, has not been handed £1 from Nikki Cavanagh. The deposit I paid last August...
For your dress, just be specific about that.
For my dress. He has not received £1.
This is what Mark Leslie told you himself.
Mark Leslie told me himself. I've had more communication with Mark Leslie about my dress since yesterday evening than I have with the shop Nikki Cavanagh since last August.
Well, we've been in touch with Nikki Cavanagh. We are hoping that she'll join us. She'll come on the line to tell us what's going on here. Stay with us there, Kim, because I want to go to Rachel. Rachel,
no problem.
When are you getting married, Rachel?
I'm getting married on the 23rd of July, but I'm getting married in Portugal, so I'm flying next Thursday.
Oh, next Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in the same situation here?
Yeah, well, I've obviously been on to the designer myself this morning because I was just, what Nikki was telling me, well, this is through Facebook messages and Instagram messages. Can't get them on the phone. I was told over a month ago, around the 20th of July, I was told, can you pay over your final funds and send us a screenshot? Could you pay it through the bank because of charges on credit cards? So no problem. I sent her over a screenshot. That was fine. She said, that's brilliant. I'll get your dress shipped either today or tomorrow. We can book in for you next Thursday for alterations and collections. So my mum was flying to Portugal before me, so I was hoping if the dress was ready that she could take it. So I emailed back and I said, is there any chance I could come a little bit earlier in the week? If there's not many alterations, it'd be great. My mum can take it to Portugal with her. 6 days later, I got a message back saying, oh, sorry, that wouldn't have been enough time for alterations. Sure, I got married in Spain. I carried my dress on board. So I was like, okay, fine. So when will the dress be in? Got a message back then. Oh, it's being shipped today. Now, I'd been told a week before it was being shipped. Never heard anything back. Tried to call, no answers back, no nothing, left voicemails. I sent another message then a week later. I said, has the dress come in? Like, what's happening? Oh, yeah, it's being shipped today. That's the tour time I was told that. Still nothing. I went down to the shop on Saturday. There was nobody there. I waited from 1:30 till 3 o'clock till Tammy came to the shop. I went in, I spoke to her, I told her how panicked I was as I was flying out next Thursday, if I need to get alterations. Nikki had originally told me a week wasn't long enough to get alterations, so could I find out what's going on? Do I need to get a new dress? If I need a new dress, if there's an issue, I need to know today. She looked me straight in the face and said, no, do not panic, you do not need a new dress. If you were to panic, I'd tell you now, your dress has been shipped by Mark Leslie. It will be definitely here. You'll be skipping out of the shop on Thursday with the dress.
And again, Rachel, sorry to cut across you, but
yeah.
Did she give you any indication of why you were that close to your wedding day without the dress being in the shop?
No. And I did say to her, look, like, I'm sure you can understand how worried I am and how stressed, because I'm flying out of the country next week and I need to get this dress. So she guaranteed me, no, in the shop on Thursday. They don't open on Monday, but Tuesday she had on her Instagram that she was closed. So I put a message up and I just said, listen, as per the conversation with Tammy on Saturday, I'll be down on Thursday to collect my dress. She came back to me yesterday evening. I thought it was just me in this situation. She came back to me yesterday evening and said, oh, the dress is being shipped today. You have to organise your own alterations. Here's the name of the girl. The dress should be in the shop by Saturday. And I went back and I said to her, listen, I've been told four times now in the last 4 weeks that this dress is being shipped. And I need this dress on Thursday. Saturday is too late for me. Because I have a lot to do. Obviously, I work full time, so I have a lot to do. This is my last weekend before I go. Never got any reply back. No apologies, no nothing. I rang Mark Leslie myself this morning and spoke to him, and he said the issue was he didn't get any dress in his shop.
Sorry, you just dropped out there. You just dropped the line, just dropped there, Rachel. Mark Leslie said he didn't get payment, is it, for the dress?
Yeah, he didn't get payment, but the dress is in his store in the UK. Well, he literally, about half an hour before I called him, he went into his account for my dress. So he's going to ship my dress directly to my home because he doesn't have confidence of sending it to the shop. And to be honest, I don't want him sending it to that shop because I don't trust that I'll get the dress.
So is he sending it without having had payment for it, or what's the arrangement now?
No, I fully paid for the dress. He only got the payment from Nikki today.
Oh, he did get the payment from Nikki today?
Yeah.
And that just arrived in his account today? Okay.
Yes, that just sent into the account today, yeah.
Okay.
No, he said he's going to ship it for me today and I'll have it by Friday then.
Okay, well, we've actually got Mark Leslie on the line. Mark?
Yeah, Tracy, hi.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Your ears must be burning. A number of our brides are looking forward to wearing your dresses, but quite stressed about getting their hands on them.
Yeah, I just recently spoke to, I think that was Rachel, was it?
That was Rachel, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and I can live on air tell her that her dress is currently waiting collection by DHL, which is great news for her. Listen, it's been, it, obviously, in these situations, there is a great deal of stress. We're talking, we're dealing with brides that are, in some cases here, days away from their wedding, let alone weeks. So the anxiety and the difficulty is immense. It's not only the bride, it's the family, it's everybody. And you know, so we're fully appreciative of that. We're the designer. We rely on the retailers. We rely on the retail stores to be a shop window for our products. And occasionally situations like what's happening today with Nikki Kavanagh's store, they happen, and at which point me as a designer, 40 years of working in the industry, I step in. I don't. I'm appreciative that brides buy our designs, and I step in and help if I can. And in the case of this, I'm dealing with brides. I've got three brides that we've released the dress today, and they're getting their dresses Friday. I'm in communication with another three that we have the funds for their dresses now. We're arranging for suitable delivery.
Okay, while you're there, Mark, I might just... Kim, are you still with us?
I am.
Would you like to ask Mark what the story with your dress is?
Yeah, sorry, I was just as I was speaking to yourself, trying to give my story. Mark did contact me, and I'd say about 6 minutes before he's called me to go on air, Mark is releasing my dress today.
Yeah.
Kim is another one of your brides.
Yeah, listen, I think what the situation you've got at the moment, and it's really understandable. I think there's been if I can ascertain one thing here, and I've spoken to Nikki Kavanagh direct this morning, I emailed her last night personally and said, Nikki, I need to talk to you. There's a lack of communication going here with the brides. The brides are talking through the media sources.
Indeed. As I say, we all would like to talk to Nikki Kavanagh today. And Nikki, if you're out there, we are here and waiting for your call. What's your understanding of the situation now, Mark?
Okay, the situation for me is twofold. I've spoken to Nikki, and Nikki has said to me that she has every intention of fulfilling every bride's order. The intentions are the correct intentions. I know the pressures that these situations can bring. So, but she's given me the information she tends to fulfill every bride. From my perspective as a designer, I want to take any anxiety or any uncertainty out of the frame. So what I've done here, as one of you callers has just said, I think, Rachel, I've decided as a designer, and Nikki Kavanagh has agreed to this, that although the dresses should be sent direct to Nikki Kavanagh, she's authorised me to send them direct to the bride. Personally, I feel more comfortable. I know the job's done. I know the bride has the dress. That's not a distrust in Nikki. That's my personal way of dealing with it. And she has authorised that and is in communication with my office now, minute by minute, authorising the release of the dresses. We have received funds. So we haven't received funds for all of the dresses that we are required to release. We still have some in our design room that we're waiting for payment. And we have spoken to Nikki about releasing these. And she said to me that she will be able to find the capital to be able to pay for them. But we are waiting for that to happen.
Okay. Can I ask you, how long have you been dealing with Nikki Kavanagh? Have you a long business relationship with her?
Not in terms of, in real terms of the time I've been in the trade. I've been dealing with Nikki for around about 18 months, which isn't, in my world, a long time, but it's long enough to probably, you know, gather whether somebody is a reliable and honest is an important word, and I've never had anything to doubt that. But obviously, what's happening now has question marks. There has to be question marks when brides get so close to a wedding day and haven't got their dress. There's got to be concerns.
How many brides have contacted you directly that have had these issues with Nikki Kavanagh's shop in Rathoath?
I've got 8 brides that have contacted me, and 6 of those are, their dresses are going to be released. They will have them direct themselves. The other 2, there is nothing to indicate that I will not be supplying the dresses. I am waiting for funds, but there's nothing to suggest to me that the girls won't get their dresses. So 6 out of the 8 are. In actual fact, if we can get the job done today, which is probably not achievable, but if we could get the job done today, all 6 would go today.
Okay, I'm sure that will be a great comfort to a lot of stressed brides, Mark Leslie. Thank you for that. Christine Dando, you are the designer of Carl O'Neill's dress.
Yes, that's correct.
And were you aware that there was an issue with orders from this particular bridal boutique?
It has become apparent over the months. Well, actually, longer than that. We have had various problems for a long time now.
When you say a long time, could you put it?
You know, quite a few months. Quite a few months. I mean, it's very difficult because I'm in a position where I can't really say too much about Nikki Kavanagh. But all I can say is that my heart goes out to the brides. I'm absolutely devastated that things have got to this level. We have way more than 6 brides to contend with, and it's obviously my mission to make sure everybody gets their dress.
So do you know what's going on here? Do you know what's happening with Nikki Kavanagh's business?
Well, I think probably I've been kind of listening to this radio program now and learning more in the last 24 hours than I have known for months. It would appear that Nikki Kavanagh doesn't seem to be going into the store from what the brides are telling us, and they're sort of sitting, waiting outside and not being able to get through, not being able to find what's happening about their dresses. So I'm really hearing a lot of this from your radio producer, Angus, has kind of told me quite a few things this morning, and I've just been listening as we've been going along here today.
But so, as you say, Christine, though, you have, before you ever heard it from us today, you have heard from brides who are finding themselves in a very difficult situation.
Yes, over the last few weeks, I've actually been hearing from brides. They've been contacting us directly.
And what are they saying to you?
Is my dress here? And we're saying, yes, it is here. It's been here for months.
But it hasn't been released because the payment hasn't come through. Is that the situation?
We're not really allowed to say anything to the brides of that nature. and I didn't say that, but I think you can all work it out for yourselves.
Yeah, we spoke to one of your brides, Carl O'Neill, who talked about, I think she got through to, was it yourself personally or your company? And she paid on the double, basically, to get her dress released. Has that been happening with other brides?
Yeah. I haven't actually spoken to any brides personally myself. I've appointed it to Jill Leving, who's been dealing with the situation, because I don't know whether you realise or know that I live in Canada. And as a designer, I don't really deal with accounts or finances or the brides or any of that side of things. So, but Jill Leving is not there today. She's away. So I picked up on the situation and wanted to step in and see if I could sort of be any help at all.
So what would you say to brides who are out there now who have ordered a dando dress, are coming up to, you know, close to their wedding day? What should they do?
They should contact us, because there's also, we've now established over the last few weeks, or even a few days even, every day somebody's phoning, every single day. So we're establishing that it appears that Nikki Kavanagh has taken some deposits from brides that we do not have orders for.
Okay. So get in touch with you.
We had no idea that these orders were, that there was anything out there. There were brides with money down, dresses ordered with Nikki Kavanagh, but we didn't actually have those orders.
Okay.
And if we don't have the orders, we're scrambling around now trying to fix this situation and try to help people.
Okay, Christine Dando, thank you for that. We're on 1850 715 815. We hope to get to talk to Nikki Kavanagh before the end of the show. We'll take a break.